Thank you. Thank you. It is wonderful being here. Anybody got a light, a match, light? Give me, please. Just a light, brother. Thank you.
Throw it to me. I got it. Got to be careful with these motherfucking matches.
I remember the first time I had an orgasm, because we didn't come. When you first started jacking up, you didn't come, right? You had that funny feeling. First time I came, I thought something was wrong with me. Jack, I said, oh, shit. Look what you done to me. An hour later, I was back. Can you do it again? And I just like to have fun, because fucking is just fun. I mean, it ain't nothing dirty about it. I mean, because I don't want to offend anyone, because anybody in here don't know what I'm talking about fucking. And I thought, you know, when you're in show business, you like to get pussy. Because I remember what it was like in Peoria before I got in the show business. You remember the great pussy drought of the 50s? I got caught up in that motherfucker, boy. It was me. I discovered men, like, we masturbate. See, women don't ever master nothing. Women like to fuck as much as we do, but they don't confess to the shit. They always be cool. You go, no, I don't want to fuck. But they go home, have all that electrical equipment and shit. I can't come behind one of them long things on my nothing. I remember I discovered masturbating in the tub. I was about 9, Jack. See, that's when you had to jack off like this. You had 2 fingers. Right, that's it. Hey, I'm on to something here. Shit, I bet Dad don't know about this shit, man. They couldn't keep my ass out the tub after that. One of these motherfucking hands, this hand here, Jack, just got distorted. My father go, boy, what the fuck is wrong with your hand? Gertrude, come here. When I started in show business, I always thought it was cool because I went out with a Playboy bunny. I said, this is it. I have reached the top. Playboy bunny pussy. Right? And this lady, she took me to this beautiful apartment. It was like, just like shit you never see in your life. One of them kind of apartments where they say, if I don't get the pussy, I can fuck this couch. And we were sitting down, eating the shit, having a little midnight snack. And she was cool. She was luscious, man. She was talking to me. She said, you know that act you do about the little kids? I said, yeah. I said, you like that? She said, yeah, would you mind talking like a little kid? Now? She said, yeah. I said, oh, shit, that's my act. You really? Little kid? You mean when? Okay. Dave, how you doing? You mean like this? And she said, yeah. And she start taking shit off. And I start talking like a little kid. And the more she would take off, the younger I would get. By the time she got to her panties, I was on the floor talking about, I ended up in the womb. She gave birth to me about 9:30. All this shit happened before I was married. Of course, darling, you know that. Because we men, we do not cheat. do not cheat. I will fuck. I'm sorry, darling, but I will never confess. Don't fuck around and confess. My wife can ask me, dear, no. Didn't this fuck? No, goddamn it. No, I don't. God, no. But I saw you was in. No, I was not in the business. I had my dick out. I was not fucking nothing. Now don't be, no. I don't give a figure. It's 10 years. Did you? No. I was not fucking her. I told you that 10 years ago, goddamn it. Being married, it's hard fucking work. I'm real happy, but the shit is hard. I mean, goddamn. I mean, it's hard enough living by yourself, but living with somebody all the time. I know women got to feel this way too. Every day the same motherfucker. In and out. Motherfucker don't look so good all the time. You still got to be looking at the motherfucker. And women like to be touching you all the time. Goddamn bitch, leave me the fuck alone. Just get the fuck out of my face. Yeah, I love you, but goddamn. It's something about when the pussy just there. You know, I like when the woman, she said, put something new in her life. Yes, take a leave of absence. Come back in 6 months. Then we can fuck good. And I try to deal on the emotional level and shit. It's real hard. It's real just, this shit is hard, like expressing your feelings. Feelings are a bitch. Right, like women always talk about heartache and shit, how heartache, and they cry and shit. You don't know how we really feel when you fuck our hearts up. If you could see our ass, men be fronting it off, but that shit be hurting. I mean, we go out in the bars and talk shit. Like, yeah, man, hey, man, yeah, shit, yeah, that bitch got, man, fuck it, you know. Yeah, bring me a fifth of anything, shit. And you try not to call them up, right? You ever get to that? The man, you're trying to, I ain't gonna call this motherfucker. I know the bitch ain't home. Then if it ain't home, you wondering where the fuck they are. You know? You know, why come she ain't worried about me or something? There's some heartache is like education for men. Because we don't really grow up and graduate to a woman break your fucking heart. That's your diploma. If you come through that shit, Jack, you a main. Because that shit will either kill your ass or make you fat. Especially if you see him 6 or 7 months later with some other motherfucker, right? And you be like, yeah, hey, hey, man, look over his shirt. Huh. You go over and say, I'm going to be cool. I ain't gonna hurt this motherfucker, I'm gonna be kidding. And it's usually some pretty motherfucker they be with. You know, one of them motherfuckers, nasty pretty motherfuckers, right? And he be nice. And you wanna rip this motherfucker's nuts off. Right, you be, oh, hi, baby, hi. Hey, man, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right. You seen my keys? I mean, you try to start any kind of shit, right? You, what the fuck did you do with that button I had on my shirt, bitch? This is something that can make you ridiculous, man. But it's nice. It's nice. My wife always says, express yourself when you're angry. I can't talk when I get angry. I get mad, my voice gets lower and lower. You know, and I'll be trying to say, what's the matter, darling? What's the matter? You know, traumatism, right? So I left the house one time 147 times. And you ever leave and forget your keys? Fuck you! Yeah, bitch, kiss my ass, motherfucker, fuck you. God damn it. Yeah, yeah, your mama too. You bet that you shit. Just a bitch. fuck. Hey, baby, And the loving part is so wonderful. It's so nice to find somebody to love you. I mean, that's what you miss is just the loving part. Cause it's hard to find a motherfucker to love you. You know? And if you do, man, don't fuck it up. Take my word for it. Put up with it as long as you can. And when you can't, go off all the way. Usually it's good to wait till New Year's.